you won't know. Rustle these leaves. Get me so red, you won't know. Ruffle these feathers. Kick up my shit, you won't know. Rustle these leaves. Get me so red, you won't know. Ruffle these feathers.
Thank you. that last track was called Suddenly Koala Bear Dance Party, which is an awesome title to a song, like ever. Koala bears, I guess that's what they're actually called. Koala, it's not like a mix between a koala and a grizzly bear. But that is by a band called Bear Shark. They really like animals, apparently. Their album, continuing, is called Gorilla Defense EP. So they are all about the animals. They are from Washington, and this album just came out in 2011. It's stellar stuff. I highly recommend you guys check it out. But I was going to talk about bears, because they're my favorite animal, and bears are fierce, bears are awesome, and did you know that polar bears, their fur is actually, like, clear, like, see-through, but it just looks white because they're always in the snow, which makes me think that if a polar bear was, like, in some other colored environment, like grass, they might be green. Or if they, like, fell into a big vat of sprinkles, they might be multicolored, which makes me really want to go get a polar bear and just, like, dump it into some sprinkles just to see if it'll turn into this, like, awesome, fierce rainbow machine. But these are just the things I would want to do in my spare time if I could capture bears. But that's just a bad idea to start with. Anyway, I sincerely hope everyone looks into bears, because they are my favorite animal. In fact, if I had a superpower, I've been, like, hell-bent on this one for years. If I had a superpower, it would be to turn into a bear, because I think that would just be so badass. Preferably a talking bear, so then I could still communicate and, like, go to class and stuff and just be a bear. I think it would be grand. But, for the, you know, I'm more than open to other superpower ideas, but I really think the bear is the way to go. And then I'd probably be able to get to choose which kind of bear I would want, and I don't know if I have to choose that before I get my superpower, or, like, every time I turn into a bear, I get to choose which type of bear. In which case, I would ask if a bear shark is a type of bear, and then maybe I could be, like, this bear with gills and fins. That would be convenient. But, apparently, I think way too much about bears. So the next track I have is by a band called Imandra Lake. They released an EP, which I cannot pronounce, as is the case with a lot of the tracks I play. But I will try to. It is called Ulistaslaulud. Ulistaslaulud EP. Like, it's tough to spell, but I mean, you know what? Imandra Lake isn't that hard to spell. This track is called Lotus, Lootus, and what about it? Yes, they have misspelled instrumental, so it's not an instrumental track, it's an instrumental, so that just, maybe it's because it's a really long track, but anyway. This is Lotus by Imandra Lake, and it is awesome. I hope you guys enjoy it.
We'll be right back. We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Being, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get up.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just, well, other than the thank you for Fund Drive, so thank you to all people who did donate. That was, as I was saying, Imandra Lake. They are from Serbia or Estonia. I can't know. Estonia. Not that the two are very similar, although I don't know specifically how they're different. Their label, they're on the label Sex Sound. Ha, ha, ha. I just got that. Although it's not spelt like that. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. It's a two-person crew. They're from Estonia, and they're really good. They've released, I think, two or three albums so far, and they started in 2008. So hopefully there'll be a lot more from them. But as I was saying, specifically about bears and sharks, I realized that another big good band with bears in it is Minus the Bear. And that's like, everyone knows that. But before Minus the Bear was a band, other than all of history happening and stuff, the lead guitarist had a band called Sharks Move Faster. So there's already bears and sharks, and prog rock have a very good connection. So I thought I'd point that out, because bears and sharks are both awesome animals, and prog rock is an awesome genre. But more importantly than that, did you know that koalas are not actually bears? They're marsupials. I've just got a page of fun facts for bears, and there's some really good fun facts out there. Also, and this one blew my mind. So the Jungle Book, Baloo, the bear, like the bear necessities of life, and he's a rad dude. So what kind of a bear is he? You know, like, do we know? Do we know he's some sort of a jungle bear? We've achieved that much. So he can't really be a grizzly bear. He can't be a polar bear. He could be a black bear, but we don't know. We don't know. Well, I didn't know until I read this fun fact. He's actually a sloth bear, which is a bear that kind of looks like a sloth, which leads me to my next favorite animal, non-coincidentally, like my other favorite animal other than a bear, is a sloth. And that makes a sloth bear awesome. Because it's like two awesome things. Almost like a bear shark. So now I've said bear enough times that it's lost all meaning to me. I just bear. No idea. But what do bears do? Terrible segue into my next track called Lost, Picking Flowers in the Wood. I guess that's what a bear who was lost would do. I can imagine bears going and making a bouquet. Because bears are gentle. And fierce, but gentle. This is a band called Black Moth Super Rainbow. I don't like moths, so we don't need to go interesting fun facts about moths. I like rainbows. I mean, maybe we could go over and the, what is it, the acronym or something to how to remember all the colors in a rainbow in the order? Roy G. Biv. There we go. So we could go over that maybe after the track for those who are curious. But this is called Lost, Picking Flowers in the Woods, off their 2007 album Dandelion Gum, which is also a type of flower, the dandelion. Gum is something you eat, or chew. You could eat it, though. I was always told not to. Anyway.
Flowers in the woods. Instead of the horse. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Yes, so if you like bikes or riding bikes or just looking at bikes or even, I had a friend who didn't like riding his bike. He just liked walking it to the coffee shop and pretending he rode a bike. And it was like, I really wanted to kick him in the shins, but it was too funny to do that. And then we wouldn't be friends. So I didn't kick him in the shins and I just chuckled when he told me about that. But he genuinely doesn't like riding bikes. And I have another friend who's 21 and doesn't know how to ride a bike. She could go to the Bike Kitchen and learn, but I think by this point, she's like, you know what? I'm just going to get through the rest of my life without learning how to ride a bike. And she could be like 70 on her deathbed, and it'd be like, still don't know how to ride a bike. Maybe one of the few people who like had the opportunity but was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. But for those who like bikes or fixing bikes or have nothing to do on UBC campus, check out the Bike Kitchen. What was I going to chat about? Okay, holy crap. This is mind-blowing. Do you know who's coming to Vancouver in February? That was just recently announced. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I can't tell from here because I can't hear you, but I'm just going to tell you anyway. Wait for it. A Silver Mount Zion. Silver Mount Zion, holy crap. That's awesome for those who don't know. First of all, check them out. They're like one of the forefront prog bands from like the late 90s, early 2000s that came out of Montreal. Started by the same guy who did Godspeed You Black Emperor. Just unreal. Every single one of their releases is under a different name. Like a Silver Mount Zion or the Silver Mount Zion and Memorial Orchestra. Or my favorite is the Silver Mount Zion and Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band. They're absolutely unreal. Super duper exciting. They're coming to the Rickshaw on February 18th. I think it's February 18th. I'm like flipping my shit over it. I'm so excited. I have to go get tickets tomorrow. And yeah, I was just, you know what? I found out about that yesterday and flipped my shit. Just utterly, utterly so. Almost like when I found out that Godspeed You Black Emperor was coming. That was rad. I was like, oh my god! And I bought a ticket, I went, and it was awesome. And I intend to do the same thing with this. But anyway, I just let you guys know, if you are a fan of that, then you should do it. If not, whatever. There's other good shows that happen. But anyway, so moving on. This is a band called Trunks. I'm 90% sure they're from France, but I do have to double check that. They just released an album called On the Roof, which, you know what? I'm just going to say it. It reminds me of Fiddler on the Roof, which is a movie with music and singing, like Mary Poppins, but little bit of a different theme into it. By the way, just total aside, Mary Poppins, better than The Sound of Music. Just saying. So this is Trunks, On the Roof. The title is, you know, I'm not even sure because it's all one word, and I don't know if it's because they forgot spaces or it's all supposed to be one word. It's Harfiskery. No idea what that is. Absolutely no idea. But Harfiskery by Trunks. Thank you.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Yeah, so that means the final shindig is tomorrow. I had final for this year. There will, hopefully, fingers and toes crossed, be one next year. It usually happens every year, kind of like Christmas or January. But anyway, Shindig, the final is tomorrow. actually, to be fully honest, man, I have no idea who's playing. I assume they're good because they'd be the top three out of 27 bands. And, like, even if, let's say, 24 of those bands really sucked, the last three would be good. So hopefully they will be good. You know, I'm pretty sure they are. I sincerely hope that everyone check it out tomorrow at the Railway. For those who have not been to the Railway, first of all, go to the Railway. Second of all, they have a little toy train that goes around the ceiling area and around the whole room, and it's very cool. It reminds me of, like, toy trains and all the memories I have of toy trains. But, like, my memories of toy trains are probably different than your memories of toy trains. I think, like, everyone's got different memories of toy trains. But anyway, I like toy trains. I don't know if I still like toy trains. Maybe. It's been years since I've played with toy trains. Like, I used to a lot. But I don't know if I would be so bold as to say I still like them. But either way, whether I did or didn't, I definitely do not like them as much as I like bears. And if there was a venue in Vancouver who had bears, happy bears, not sad bears, like happy, like if there was a show at the zoo and all the bears were like in the audience, I think I would really like that, so long as the bears were treated well. Because I think bears like to dance. They have to like to dance. Like, bears are fierce, but they like to dance. Anyway, I have said way too much about bears in an hour. I don't blame you guys if you don't want to hear anything more about bears. So we will switch it up. This track is by a band or an artist called Babe Rainbow, not Bear Rainbow. Although, if you take Babe Rainbow and you rearrange the letters, you can make bear and then something else. I haven't worked out a full anagram for it. But anyway, this is off the album Endless Path, and I do believe that came out last year or something. I think he's from Vancouver, or I definitely know he's Canadian. And this is the track Set Loose.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was just Babe Rainbow with Endless Path, which is an EP. He released pretty good stuff. A lot of like chopping and stuff going on with sounds. And that is... That brings me almost to the end of my hour. You guys are like, oh no, but there's still 10 more minutes. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to fill it up with one song. Because I'm awesome like that and like to play really long songs. So yeah, that would be the end. This has been... I'm going to introduce the next track and then say bye and then play it. It's by a band called Tenhi, T-E-N-H-I. The album is called Saivo. The track is called Hakski. Like, and they're from Finland, which is why I can't pronounce any of their, either their band name, the album name, or any of the tracks on their album properly. But they're pretty good stuff. Actually, they're really good stuff. Kind of folky, but like still really kind of like atmospheric and stuff. Good, good stuff. This album was released just recently, I think like 3-4 days ago or something, which is grand. Never mind. It came out November 25th, which is not 3 or 4 days ago anymore. If this show happened on November 28th, then I could say this came out 3-4 days ago. But now I have to do more math, and I'm too lazy to do that, so I'm just going to say it came out between yesterday and 2 months ago, which would be accurate. But, So this, that concludes the show. I literally have almost nothing more to say, unless anyone wants to call and talk about bears. I'm still more than down to do so. I've already had one person yell at me for saying that Mary Poppins was better than The Sound of Music, and this is going to be a bitter, bitter feud. But she is wrong. Mary Poppins is better than The Sound of Music, and I would encourage everyone to fight about this with your friends, like fight to the death, uphold Mary Poppins, or you're just wrong. And that's it. There's only one way to look at it, as far as I'm concerned. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, is way better than anything in The Sound of Music. May it be curtain dresses or a song where they all say goodbye in a different language. Anyway, I feel like I have run out of things to say. I feel like I might have had that happen to me half an hour ago. But this is the band Tenhi with Haksi, the track. I really like the name. I really like pronouncing all these like Finnish bands. Like, have you ever tried pronouncing the track titles on Sigur Rós songs? It's hilarious. It's grand. I mean, I'm sure it can be pronounced in their language, but it's just fun for me to try and butcher it. Anyway. I wish you guys a good week, and if you probably haven't figured it out by now, I'll probably be here next week at the same time. Anyway, later.